While the two listened, he spoke of the long Jewish wait for a Messiah who would come and unite them within a new and independent kingdom of happiness and peace. He told of John the Baptist and the arrival on the stage of history of one called Jesus. He told of the miracles performed by this man, his lectures to the crowds, his raising of the dead, his treatment of the money changers, and he told of the crucifixion, burial, and resurrection. Finally, as if to give further impact to his story, Paul reached into the sack at his side and removed a red garment which he placed in the lap of Hafid. Sire, you hold in your arms all the worldly goods left behind by this Jesus. All that he possessed he shared with the world, even unto his life. And at the foot of his cross, Roman soldiers cast lots for this robe. It has come into my possession through much diligence and searching when I was last in Jerusalem. Hafid's face paled, and his hands shook as he turned the robe stained with blood. Erasmus, alarmed at his master's appearance, moved closer to the old man. Hafid continued to turn the garment until he found a small star sewn into the cloth, the mark of Tola, whose guild made the robe sold by Patros. Next to the star was a circle sewn within a square, the mark of Patros. As Paul and Erasmus watched, the old man raised the robe and rubbed it gently against his cheek. Hafid shook his head. Impossible! Thousands of other robes were made by Tola and sold by Patros in the years of his great trade route. Still clutching the robe and speaking in a hoarse whisper, Hafid said, "Tell me, what is known of the birth of this Jesus?" Paul said, "He left our world with little. He had entered it with less. He was born in a cave in Bethlehem during the time of the census of Tiberius." Hafid's smile seemed almost childish to the two men, and they looked on with puzzlement, but tears also flowed down his wrinkled cheeks. He brushed them away with his hand and asked, "And was there not the brightest star that man has ever seen, which shone above the birthplace of this baby?" Paul's mouth opened, yet he could not speak, nor was it necessary. Hafid raised his arms and embraced Paul, and this time the tears of both were mingled. Finally, the old man arose and beckoned toward Erasmus. "Faithful friend, go to the tower and return with the chest. We have found our salesman at last."
感谢您的收听。